We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chavav Amar Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Chavav Amar Aleph. Nechosim sheyesh lo machrayis, niknim bekesef uvishtar v'chazoko. Nechosim sheyesh lo machrayis means karka. Karka has a chrayis because a person could lend against the karka, because karka, you can't move anywhere, so it has a chrayis, it's guaranteed. So nechosim sheyesh lo machrayis, which means karka, is nicknamed b'kesef v'shtar v'chazaka. There's two ways to be coined, either kesef, money, shtar, or a document v'chazaka, which means you do a maisa in the karka that shows bailus. Either you dig a hole, or you walk around the borders, or you lock it up. She'en lemachrayis, if there's no, en lemachrayis, meaning with haltlim, ain't nicknamed el of mashicha. Then the kinyan is mashicha. And the Ran speaks out, it doesn't mean that the only kinyan you could do by metaltlim is mashicha. There's other kinyanim also, agbah, mesira, and the chalipin also. What it means is that in a chosh she'en l'makrayis, you cannot use kesef shtar chazaka. She'en l'makrayis, which means metaltlim, ain't nikneh l'mashicha. You have to use mashicha, and that's the normal kinyan they use by metaltlim is mashicha. Nechos, another halacha in the Mishnah, nechosim she'en l'makrayis, which is metaltlim, nikneh im nechosim she'en l'makrayis, v'kesef uv'shtar v'chazaka. Nechosim that don't have a chrayis with metaltlim, even though you can't do kesef shtar v'chazaka, there's a way you can be kind of kesef shtar v'chazaka. You know how? If you buy a piece of karka with kesef or with shtar v'chazaka, you can be kind of the metaltlim agav the karka. This is the kol kinyan agav, which means when I buy a karka and I'm also selling you metaltlim, if you make a kinyan the karka, the metaltlim come along as an add-on because it's a kinyan agav. We'll see, you learn from psukim. And the last halacha is, v'zoykim es anachosim sheyesh l'machray tishav aleim. The halacha is ain shvua al kakayis. There's no shvua on kakayis, but on metaltlim there's a shvua. We have the moed miksas, different things. So if you're making a shvua ready on metaltlim, you could do gilgul shvua and megalgul shvua on the karka. That's what it means. V'zoykim es anachosim sheyesh l'machray tishav aleim. Zok the Gemara. So that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has basically three parts. It has the din that mekarka is kain mekesh shtar v'chazaka and metaltlim is meshicha. And then you have Tekinyan Agav, then you have Gilgul Shua. And the Gemara is going to go through all three parts of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is that you purchase karka with kesef, you can make Kinyan and karka with kesef, shtar and chazak. But kesef and Allah, what's the makar you can use kesef? Omar Chizki, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Sodois by kesef yiknum. So you see that Sodois you purchase with kesef. Ve'im ba'adi kashtar. And the same pasuk says, Sodois ba'kesef yiknu, you should buy Sodois, make kinyan and Sodois with kesef, v'ksoiv b'sefer v'chasoyim, and write in a sefer and sign it, v'hoyed edem. So maybe you need a shtar and kesef. Ve'im ba'adi kashtar, v'ksiv v'ksoiv b'sefer v'chasoyim, iksiv yiknu l'b'soiv k'tigamris. If we would say, Sodois ba'kesef, v'ksoiv b'sefer v'chasoyim yiknu, then you'd be right. But how should the yiknum mikara? It says yiknu right after the word kesef. Kesef koni shtar raya ba'alma. The kinyan is with kesef, and shtar is a raya ba'alma. Now, the Taisa has a question here. Why do we have to go to Yirmiyah to find a makar that you could buy solis with kesef? Why don't we write from Arz Machpelah? We're there, Avraham Avinu purchased it with kesef. So Taisa over here asks his cash. So look, Taisa hadloi aisi mikra d'ksiv gavi Ephraim. That there it says that you bought it with kesef. Mishum the dilma hani milim inokri shikol kiyon with kesef. Maybe it's daf when you buy from a goy you use kesef. Maybe from a yid not. Therefore, the pasuk means not sold with kesef yiknu, which pashas means even from a yid. And therefore, we bring the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Omar Rav says this din that when you can make a kinyan of kesef on karka is loy shalom makam shein kosef mis ashtar. It's only in a place where they don't write a star. For example, let's say these days in America, let's say you don't buy something just with money. You also write a shtar. You get a deed, you get a title. You have to get some paperwork that shows that you own it. So there, the kesef is not koinit. Why? Because they're not soimich das to be koinit until he gets his piece of paper, until he gets his shtar, until he gets his document that it's his, and it's ikas das is on the shtar. Therefore, even though it's just in kol kinyan kesef, you're not koina bekesef in a place where you write star. Lo shalom makom shein koisim shtar. That's where kesef works. Makom shein koisim shtar lo koina. But v'i parish parish. But if you speak out, I want to use kinyan kesef. Then since it's totally in his smichadas, if he speaks it out, then of course it works. And the Mor brings down from a certain amira that made like a tanai, and he gave himself both options. Ki hader v'idi ba'oven ki zoven aro. When he bought a piece of karka, ama ibeina bekas beikni. He says, right now I'm giving you money, and if I want, may I use the kinyan of kesef, And if not, I'll use the kinyan of a star. If not, I'll use the kinyan of a star. That's what he says. So he says, that I'll read it inside. Ibn Kabakasva ikni. Ibn Vishtara ikni. Ibn Kabakasva ikni. If the Ibn Yisrael Mahedda. Loimaz is Majusu. Why am I saying if one kesef? Because let's say I give the kesef now, and then it takes like 2 weeks to get the star, to get the title. So after a week, the moicher decides he's backing out. So I'll say, no, I was masking to do kesef, kinyan kesef. You can't back out. I bought it already. It's mine. And why do you say, v'inishtar yekni di v'inu meda v'hadarabi? If I want to be chayzer, I can still be chayzer. He's giving himself the option to decide later on which one he's going to use. He gives kesef now, and 2 weeks is a star. So he sees which one he's leveraging his options over there. Now we'll see which one he does. If that guy decides wants to be chayzer, I'll say, I gave kesef already, and I wanted that to work. But if he wants to back out, he can say, you know what? I want the star to work. So he made it tonight by the beginning. I'll decide which one to do a kinyan with. Kesef or star. So you see, you have an option here to do a kinyan kesef if you want, because everything's told in his smichas das. If he says, I want kesef, then I'll work with kesef. That's the kinyan kesef on a piece of karka. The makar basically is from Yirmiyah. Over star, hey no star, mendolam. Ilem shum ksev, it says in the pasuk, ksev, sef, bachasoy, it says in the pasuk, Yirmiyah. That ksoyv sev chasoyim. We just said before that's a star raya. It's not a raya. The ksoyv sev chasoyim. Ho yedim v'amamrit star raya ba'amuhu. It's not a star kinyan. Star raya. So what's the raya that star can make a kinyan? Elam yehacha a different pasuk Yirmiyah, which says the ekach sefer mikna, which is the pasuk Yirmiyah is talking about there, where Yirmiyah was telling Klai Yisrael, we're going out to Bavel, but you're coming back. We're coming back, and haraya, everyone should buy something, some property to have when they come back. So that was Saz because of Yiknu, Vuksev Sefer Chasayim. But early on, it says that Yirmiyahu bought a piece of property for Chanamel, and it says he gave Kesef, and then it says, Ve'ekach HaSefer HaMikna Esachosum HaMitzvah V'chukim V'esagoli. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So the Ritva asks, well, I mean, there also it says he gave Kesef. So who said it was a Kinyan Shtar? So the Ritva says, Loshon Sefer HaMikna sounds like the Sefer was the thing that made the Kinyan, Sefer HaMikna. So Kapom, that's the Raya that there's a Kinyan Shtar. That star works as a kinyan. Only when there's a matana, when you're getting a present, then the star itself makes the kinyan. When it's a sale, it goes the opposite way. The star doesn't work alone either until you give money. Because the meicher is not samech das that he's selling it to you until he gets the money. Before he gets the money, he's not being samech das. He needs to have the money for the kinyan star to work. Masiv Rav Amnuna, b'shtar keitzad. I'm going to ask you a question. From a brisa, it says, "B'shtar kesef, how you do a kinyan star? Kos ksoiv lo al nayer. You wrote on a piece of paper, or al cheres, or a piece of pottery. Afish ein behem shava pruta. Even though the paper is not worth shava pruta, or the pottery is not worth shava pruta, you write on that sadei mechurulach in a case where it's a mechira, or sadei nesunulach with a case where it's matana. Harei ze mechura v'nesuna. It's sold and given. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, you see, you don't need kesef. The star makes kinyan itself." Now, where do you see that? I guess from the steam of Salosh. I don't say anything about Kesef. I don't say Vishtar Kate said, give Madamim and then. Smash with Stam was that. Some will say, what do you mean? I'll tell you the Raya. It's because Afishem Mamshah Pruta. That makes no sense, that Raya, because who's giving the star in the case where by Mechira? The Moichi gives the star. So, no tzad, that's the king of Kesef. So what's mean Afishem Mamshah Pruta? Stam was a Shver. What does it mean that when the Moichi gives a star, the deed, the paper that has the title on it, is, of course, why is it worth Shavu Pruta? What does it do with anything? What's the Chiddush? So Tosfos on Daf Tes asks this question. Tosfos on Daf Tes answers because you would think, since it says Lashon Nesina by a star, Mekach, it says Ve'ekach Sefer HaMakna, and says in that parasha Lashon Nesina, you would think it has to be something that has a value. Kamashon doesn't have to be worth Shavu Pruta. But in any case, the cash is, you see, you don't need money. Who might love with farak law, but moicha shadeo pray raso. Talking about the person selling is selling it because the field is no good. And since he's selling it because the field is no good, so therefore, he's semech das even without money. Remember, recap. Shmuel says, shtar only works if you give money. Frank the Gemara, the Brisa says here, sod de mechurulach or sod de zulach works by itself. Teretz is, talking about he's selling the field because it's a bad field, therefore, he's semech das even without money. That's one teretz. Ravashi Omar Matana Bikesh Litin Lahi. The whole price is talking about Matana. Veloma Kosalosh Mecher. Why is it Sodom Mechurlach? Kedal Yapai says Kaicher. Really talking about Matana there. Sodom Mechurlach just to give him more power, that means like this. If someone gets a Matana and a Balchayev comes and takes it away, he can't go back to the Noisim Matana and say, hey, you know, you owe me money because Balchayev took it. The guy says, well, it's a present. But if you're writing Shtar Sodim Churulach, that's like an insurance policy. Now he goes back to him and says, look, you sold me a field, give me back my money. Even though it's not true, but that's what he wrote in the Shtar. As the reason he wrote in the Shtar is because to b'miyapes koyach, give him more power to go back and claim insurance if someone takes away his field.
Wouldn't it say the dollar transaction in the Shtar?
All the what?
Wouldn't it say the dollar transaction in the Shtar?
No, it doesn't have to say the dollar transaction, no. It's sold. It doesn't have to say the dollar amount. And in any case, it could say here the value of it anyway. It would say the value of the field. It could still say the value of the field here. For insurance purposes, it probably would say that. How much of the Rashi's master like that. Rashi says that so it sounds like there's a Domah Farashim in the Shtar, like you're saying. Something is Domah Farashim. No, so he's saying, they write that money so for insurance purposes. That's why it's not really Mechura, but that's why he says how much money it's worth. This way, if someone takes away from him, he'll go collect that money and take it back. So could we also say how much it was sold for? 100%. The third Kenyan is Chazaka. It says in the Pasuk, this is about Gedaliah ben Achikam, in that parasha there in Yirmiyah, it says, V'shavu ba'orechem asher tefastem. B'mat tefastem, how do you acquire it? B'yeshiva, with being in its side. So you see Kenyan Chazaka. The Rebbe Shmuel Tana, a different Pasuk. The Pasuk by when the Yidin were being kind of Eretz Yisrael. It says, V'rashtem oysa v'yashavtem ba. You're going to be Yerush via Shaftaba. It's Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, I think, we'll end the Ekav. V'rashtem oysev Shaftaba. V'may rashtem b'yeshiva. How are Yerush b'yeshiva? With sitting in it, with going in it. That's Chazaka. See, Kinyan Chazaka. And now we're coming to, so that's the Kinyan Kesef Shtar Chazaka on a piece of karka. Now we're coming to Kinyan Agav. V'she'ela machrayis enikdem v'mashicha minolon. What's the makar that, though I jumped the gun. First talking about why that it says by metalton the king is mashicha. It spoke out from the Ran. It means that there's no kesef star chazaka there. V'shein lehemachrayis einik de'el mashicha manolah. And how do we know that kinyan mashicha? The chesed says in the pasuk v'chisimkru memkru la'misecha konam yar misecha dova niknam yad yad, which is Rosh Lakish Shita. Rosh Lakish holds that minat Torah moyes is not koina by metalton. The kinyan metalton is mashicha because the pasuk says v'chisimkru memkru la'misecha konam yar misecha dova niknam yad yad. It goes from hand to hand, which is mashicha. V'Rav Yechonam, so that's the makar for Mashiach. Rav Yechonam advar Torah Moyes Koynes Ma'ikel Meimar. He owes me a Torah Moyes Koynes, and the din Mashiach is a Kanon der Rabbanon. So what's the makar? The Gemara says, yeah, Echonami, our Mishnah is talking about the Kanon der Rabbanon. Ma'ikel Meimar, Tana Tekanta der Rabbanon Ketondi. Our Mishnah is saying the Kanon der Rabbanon. The Kanon der Rabbanon was that they said that Moyes shouldn't be Koynes, because if Moyes is Koynes, a lot of times you gave money, you gave $1,000 for a certain amount of fruit to the seller, and then there's a fire in the seller's house. He has no reason to save it. It belongs to you already. So because of that, they were masakin that the buyer is not koina until he makes mashicha. In this way, the seller, if it starts a fire, he'll go save the produce because it might sell, they'll get back out still because there's no mashicha. Al-Kapadim is the kinyan mashicha, midar abanam. So either it's the raisa or it's the abanam. And now the Gemara comes to Kinyan Agav. Nechasim she'en lemachrayis is nicknow with the nechasim she'en lemachrayis with Kinyan Agav. Not only what's the makar? Or Machisik Domakra, it says by Yerushafat, by Yitin Lahema via Matonois, im Ore Mitsurois bi Yehuda. It says the father Yerushafat gave his children Matonois and different Metalthim together with the Ore Mitsurois Yehuda, the fortified cities in Yehuda. So he gave it together. That was a Kenyan Agav, that Agav, when you're Koina the Karaka, you're Koina the Metalthim as well.